Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So what I need to do, and this is why you need to, you as believer need to make sure that you just don't go sit down and listen to anything and anybody. That's why you got this book. And when I start saying something that this book don't bag up, you need to throw up a stop sign. Whoa now, whoa, I ain't going there until I find out if this is the right direction, if this is the right direction to go. Some people just go blunting on down that road. And the signs all down that road saying the bridge is out, and we speed up. But because we're in Christ Jesus, he has given us the good life to live. Now listen to this. Paul, I like Paul's writing. Flip right on over to the third chapter. This is a book over. This is in Ephesians. How we doing with time? Who are we? Time is so precious. For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentile. If you heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given unto me to you, what? How that by revelation he made known unto me the mysteries, the secret. How by what? Revelation. By revelation. Why would he want so we can live the what? Good life. God has. See, everybody can't get in it. It's only those that will give their hearts to God and set God and seek him out. What did Hebrews says? For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is what? A rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So this mystery is for those who will let us take time to listen to what God has said, and the Holy Spirit reveal this unto us. So let me read on. Verse 3 again. For how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words. See, Paul got this revelation by directly from the Spirit of God. No man taught him this. He didn't read Old Testament. After he got it, he did read the Old Testament scripture. But they were concealed. But he got this revelation by the Spirit of God when he separated himself and spent some time with the Lord. He said, whereby when you read, you may understand my what? Knowledge in the mysteries of Christ. And see, you may understand my knowledge. You may understand and know what it means to be in Christ. Not just by reading somebody's literature that just natural knowledge, but you get a revelation in your spirit. My knowledge. He got a revelation, and God wants this revelation passed on to the body of Christ. Why? I'm going to show you in just a little bit. Now I'm going to have to do what I got to do here in a few minutes. He said, He said in verse 5, which in what? Other ages were not made known unto the sons of men, as now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles should be who? See, they didn't know that. You remember Peter had a problem? He went up on the housetop. He fell into a trance. Remember that story? And God had to talk to him, and he sent him to the Gentiles. Amen. He said that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body, partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. And see, that's how they were going to be partakers. How was Peter going to preach something he didn't believe? He didn't believe a Gentile could be partaker of this. How was he going to preach it? You're not going to preach something that you don't believe somebody. That's why we have a race problem. Because one believes he's better than another one. That's why we got them. That's why they halfway and you halfway. You need to be a witness to everybody.
Amen.
As the Lord, directs you. You shouldn't be looking at the color of the skin to decide this is one I need to wait until. No, you need to wait until if they're breathing air.
Amen.
Because God loved that person.
Amen.
But if you listen to the world and that system, the way it operates, you think the gospel only for the black folks. Well, yeah, that's what then the other says only for me. But the gospel for mankind.
Amen.
Peter thought it was only for the Jew. Come on.
Amen.
And so how can you effectively walk with God and you don't know who you are?
Amen.
So he went on to say, verse 7, whereof I was made a minister, this is Paul, according to the gift of the grace of God. Notice how he became a minister according to the gift of the grace of God, given unto me by the effectual working in his power. There was nothing Paul done on his own. It was the effectual working of God's power that changed him, because Paul was a killer. He was a persecutor of the believer, people that believed God. He was trying to kill him, persecute him. But something happened to him, and that power that worked in him changed him. Where he stopped becoming a killer and became a life giver. Or would preach the gospel so people could receive life. He said, unto me, verse 8, unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches, the unsearchable, unsearchable. You can search it, but what he mean by you can never search it out. You can search and learn and learn and learn and learn and get revelation, but you'll never know the depths of God. But it's so good to search and find out. You cannot exhaust the resources of God.
Amen.
Now, why would you waste your time looking at other places